Procedures.
Yes, I would like to welcome everybody to the December 9th, 2024 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application, which is filed with planning staff. At this time, I'd like to enter into the Taney County Zoning Regulations and zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A, a staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present a completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. Any comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
All right, thank you. First item we have is review and action of the November 12, 2024 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes?
Hearing. I would move to approve as presented.
All right, we've got a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
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 Opposed?
I would like to make a motion to limit the speaking time to 4 minutes, excluding the applicant, if I may, please.
Got a motion on the floor.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. We will move into public hearing and final vote. The first item, we have three rezones before us. Just so everyone in the audience is aware, our role is to hear the rezone request and then either to make a recommendation to approve or deny in a form of a resolution that would be sent to the Taney County Commission for their final approval. And that meeting time would be, do we know when the Taney County meeting is?
The 6th.
Next Monday?
Monday.
16th, 9 a.m. Awesome. All right, let's start with 249 Ingalls Lane.
Okay, case number RZ2024-031, William and Katharina Smith. The applicant is the Planning Commission. The subject property is 249 Ingalls Lane, Hollister, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 26, Township 22, Range 22. The Planning Commission is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request for parcel number 18-7.0-26-003-001-005.00. The existing property is zoned R1 single family residential. The rezoning request is for NR1 single family residential, single family nightly residential. So, to give you an idea of where we're at here. So 165, I don't know if you can see my cursor up there, State Park Marina. So we're coming down 165 here. This is the Branson Cove project that came through a few years ago. The next three rezones are all in a row right here. They're kind of on an island left by themselves over here. The first one will be right here. This is 249. Get you a little closer coming through their parking lot. It's a shared, and you turn here. This is the property. Okay, the zoning. Everything to its north would be A1. Everything to its west is going to be NR1. And everything to its east is going to be the core property. and then there's R1 below it, and then core again.
And do we know to enter this property, it's through the same entrance as the NR1 subdivision?
It is. So as you can see, right here is the one of the entrances, the closest one. You'd come down here, Branson Cove Boulevard, and come this way. And then you turn onto Ingrell Lane. And this is that picture right there as you're coming out of their parking area down that road. The bottom of the hill is the 90-degree turn that is the three homes that's coming up next. That's the gravel, that paved road turns onto that road right there. There's another close-up of the 90 up there. You can see it just up the road. When I go back here, one you can see a little better. So I came down this way, and then I made a loop down here, came down to the end and took pictures on the way back out. Okay, so for the first one, 249 Ingalls Lane, as per assessor's information, the subject property is 0.68 acres in size with a manufactured home on the property. Utilities is a private well and Taney County Regional Sewer for the wastewater. And if the Taney County Commission approves rezoning RZ2024-031, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the County Commission: compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulation, and this decision is subject to all easements. And if they did come through for a building permit, they would have to comply with Taney County fire requirements. And I'll turn it over to you guys. Questions?
Any direct questions, or do we want to see who's turning it over to public hearing, see who's out there? Do we have anybody that's signed up for or against this application?
We haven't heard from the person yet.
They're the applicant.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You guys are bringing it before us,
yes,
right? Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
All three of them, not just the one, unless you want to talk three times.
Well, I think if we just we'll need to vote on all three of them, but from a public hearing standpoint, as long as you guys are comfortable, it would be the same.
We want him to show the other two then and then have them speak on all three. I kind of think that's what they're asking.
Yeah. How many have signed up to speak for or against? So we've got one, two? Okay. So we can go ahead and do that. You want to go ahead and go through the other two as well?
Sure. Going to be a lot of the same thing here.
So. Yeah, I would just maybe speak to the differences of the property and location.
This is case number RZ2024-032, Ryan Whitley. Same thing. Planning Department is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request for parcel number 18-7.0-26-003-001-006.000. The property is currently zoned R1, and the request is for NR1 single-family Notley rental. Assessor's information is 0.34 acres, and it's served by a well in Taney County Regional Sewer. And just like the last one, let me try to get you. So the first one was right here. We're right next door, right here. And just like the last one, if this is approved, rezoning case RZ2024-032, the following requirements shall apply unless you guys want to revise it: compliance with all provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the decision is subject to all existing easements. And if they do elect to do go nightly rental, they will be required to meet the fire department's requirements. Same thing, road down in, This is right actually in front of this one. Okay. Now I'm going to jump over to the third one. Okay, this is case number RZ2024-033, Brian Dieterle. Applicant is the Planning Commission. The subject property is 297 Ingalls Lane, Hollister, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 26, Township 22, Range 22. The Planning Commission is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request for parcel number 18-7.0-26-003. -001-006.001. Existing property here is R1 also, and the request is for NR1 single family nightly rental. It is on 0.35 acres, does have a swimming pool. It is got a private well and also has Taney County Regional Sewer. The staff recommends if approved, it must comply with all the Taney County zoning regulations and all existing easements, and also with the fire requirements if they go that route. So very last one of the three, there was one, here's two, here we are, you can see their pool a little closer, see all the zoning around it. And the entrance again. This is in front of theirs right here is their entrance.
Okay. Brett, do you have a preference who goes first? Either one of you, whoever wants to lead it off, and then you can end with the closer.
How are you guys doing tonight? My name is David Carlin, and I live at the 259 Ho Hum Trail. It's the property on the corner, just a little bit south of where they are. And I just don't understand why we're even here tonight. I don't know what has changed. We've already went through this with the county commission, and they've already denied this to Branson Cove. So the only thing that's changed in my mind is going to be a runaround. The people that live there now, I feel my heart bleeds for them. Granting them a nightly rentals with the possibility to sell to Branson Cove because they own the two properties next to them is something that just can't be allowed anymore. And I'm kind of at a loss to not know why all of Poverty Point was not aware of this or even given a letter. But it's what has changed. They've already said no. So what has changed? I can tell you what's changed is because I live next door to that subdivision too, and they do too, is we are not getting any help from you guys, from the commission or from planning and zoning. When they built this, we had no help from planning and zoning. This whole thing, and for one thing, I'm 100% Ingalls Lane is not part of Branson Cove. I know you guys said it was. It is not. It was an easement granted to those houses prior to Branson Cove. It is not a road. They stood up here in front of, Mark Steele stood up here in front of the commission and said, we will not use that entrance. But they use it every day. Everybody uses it. It wasn't made for that. And we were in front of the commission. And the commission, we all talked about how that road needed to be closed off and it needed to be moved further down. There's accidents there all the time. And that's not going to be addressed, or it hasn't been addressed. Ingalls, the one that they're going to be coming off.
This one, excuse me. This one has no signs on it except a "Do not enter" right there. That's their posting for nobody to use it. Written on the downhill side says "Do not enter." You can't even see it. My house is this one right here.
Is it right here?
Yes.
Okay.
Like I said, I feel sorry for the people that